Words save lives. And to talk about that in more detail, Carrie Moyer is joining us in studio here this morning. Carrie, good morning. How are you? Let's see if Carrie can hear us right now. Flip a few buttons, flip a few switches, and we continue here today. Carrie, good morning.
There we go.
All right. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
So far, so good. Are you ready for Word Save Lives tomorrow evening?
I am.
Good deal. Well, for folks that have not heard about what you have planned here, talk a little bit about what people can expect when they go to the Boyer Building tomorrow evening.
Well, it's a venue for artists and musicians and different creative folks to get together and just speak to the topic of suicide awareness, kind of creating a space where, well, really, just it's in the title, though, the idea that words can save lives. People have the ability to communicate through their art, or, you know, in general, just communication is the key to attacking, you know, the stigma associated with suicide. And, you know, getting a conversation, it's about communication, and using art is a way to start those conversations to help people stay alive.
Well, along that particular vein here, how many presenters do you have, and what's going to be, I guess, the setup at the Boyer Building tomorrow?
Well, I have 15 performers, I believe. I've had a couple, you know, come on recently, and a couple that have dropped off. So it's around that 15, 16 mark. You know, it's just set up to where we're going to have an area where people are mic'd and they're going to be able to perform music, read, you know, poetry, testimonials, whatever. And it's also not only about, you know, people's own personal experience of the suicide, but also the idea about, you know, connections to life and, you know, people finding hope and reasons to stay alive. So it'll also be a celebration of that. Why do people choose life?
How important is that side of things from your perspective?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the main reasons people choose suicide sometimes is because they don't feel like there's any hope. They don't see the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that, you know, that oftentimes what leads someone to choose hope is, you know, they have a voice, and they have people that'll listen to them, and they, you can hear the pain, the story of loss, and there's, you know, and that can lead to conversation that lead to help at the end of the day.
Carrie, how'd you wind up getting involved with Words Save Lives? Because it sounds like this is something that's been on your radar for at least a year.
Well, Huascar Medina, who is the current poet laureate of the state of Kansas, reached out and asked if I'd host a local event here a while back. And actually, it's a conversation that's been going on for a while, but he was able to get a grant to expand the Words Save Lives event, which started in Lawrence, Kansas, here, and he just offered me the opportunity to host it and get locals and together to actually have a conversation. And so I just honestly, my background as a writer and as someone who's worked as an assistant instructor, which is applied suicide intervention skills training, and my work through Crosswinds and doing that sort of work is what led to it.
How big is the need, Gary? I mean, we keep hearing more about suicide prevention, and it certainly has made an impact, obviously, across the country. But how important is this, and how relevant is it?
Well, I think that if one person ends up, you know, working through some suicidal ideation and chooses life, then it's important. But, you know, our outreach is, you know, the idea that we just need people to be communicating. And it also goes out to the, you know, marginalized people in our society who are at higher risk, you know, even veterans who are higher risk for suicide. You know, it's important work. I mean, I think that as time goes on, more and more people are starting to become aware that it's something we need to talk about.
It kind of represents a major shift in the approach when it comes to suicide over the last 15, 20 years, does it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the stigma associated with suicide has been a thing for a long time. You know, you know, don't talk about it, you know, don't even think about it. You know, it's just this kind of, this idea that if we talk about it, then maybe you'll push somebody into that thinking or behavior, which isn't backed up by any sort of real information.
Carrie Moyer joining us again. Word Save Lives taking place at the Boyer Building tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m. Carrie, obviously this is coming with a lot of things happening. Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention has its ongoing Warriors for Hope fundraiser, which is taking place now through the early stages of October. Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness continues its, as you're fully aware, more aware than those those of us here in the room, but you have the activities with Crosswinds, expanding services to the Hispanic community, moving to a new campus here over the last several months. Talk about the partnerships, I guess, between the established organizations here locally to help here with Word Save Lives tomorrow.
Well, I know that, you know, Crosswinds actually helped me get the Boyer Building for the event. You know, they obviously, Crosswinds is really invested in communicating or in working in the community to help with something like suicide intervention. I'm on the board for Beacon for Hope. So Crosswinds and Beacon have done some collaborations and worked together here and there. You know, I think that Crosswinds is, you know, willing to reach out to any community partner to increase outreach regarding the topic of suicide, to help people stay alive, help people stay safe.
Well, don't forget, there's a new National Suicide Prevention Lifeline out there now. 988 is the number people can call for Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's been in play for a little over a month now, but 988 is that number. So again, Carrie, when do things get started tomorrow?
So just before I get onto that, it's also Suicide Prevention Month in September, so I think that's something that's important. No, tomorrow we're going to get started at 6 o'clock, and then it runs until 9 o'clock, so there will be a candle lighting ceremony. There's some, and there will be some materials available. Crosswinds will have materials laid out at a table for people to get just more information. And that hotline number you brought up is fantastic. It's short, easy to remember. You know, people will have that available to them all across the country.
Outstanding. Carrie, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we wrap things up here today, or where people can get more information about the Word Save Lives effort?
Well, I mean, there's events all over the state. So this weekend there was an event in Lawrence and Topeka, and they're happening in several locations. So you can check out the Facebook Word Save Lives page. And that'll give you details. If you don't live in this area and you want to go check out an event in another place, they're still going to be happening throughout the month. I think you just kind of dial into it. If you want information, you want to understand a little bit about it, you know, there's the Facebook page, there's a website, you know. And I guess I just want to really thank you all for having me on, and thank for all the players that helped get this thing rolling and getting it out there for people to get dialed into.
We're glad to have you on with us, Carrie, and we'll be covering that here for the community tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Carrie Moyer joining us to close out our 805 newscast here today, again talking about Word Save Lives, the Lyon County Fairgrounds Boyer Community Building, this location.